and something, a wooden vessel used for carrying water.
Pail.
All right. Do you ever call anything else? Is there, what's the difference between those two in your mind?
There isn't any difference between a bucket and a pail.
Okay. I mean,
Not to me.
All right, would you use one as lightly as the other?
Yeah.
You think, I mean, you wouldn't think that one is more prestigious or the other or more more formal or...
Oh, well, I would say in the older generation, it would be more bucket.
Okay, so I think pail is in the newer term. How about something that you, if you're going out to feed the hogs in a farm and you take the food from the house, what do you call that?
You slop the hogs.
And what do you call the thing you carry it out in?
Slop bucket.
Okay, fine. And to fry eggs. Fry eggs.
Oh, you fry them in a skillet.
Okay. Now, did you ever call anything else?
I had that with a frying pan.
Yeah. What you had? What were you saying?
One time when I was on a bus trip, the bus driver, we said something about the skillet, and he thought we flipped our lid.
Did you use the term skillet?
Yeah.
You never heard that?
No. That was out in Georgia, by the way.
No. Oh, is that right? Really? The term skillet now has become, you know, a very, it's become a commercial term.
Skillet. Do
you remember any things like this that had three legs that were used in a
stool?
Yeah, I know. This is something like a frying pan with three legs.
Oh.
Well,
kettle, is that what you...
Well, now, kettle, I was thinking something like a spider or a creeper. I don't know if you ever... Did you ever use the term spider for a frying pan that you use in a fireplace? Something like a frying pan that had three legs and you put it right in the ash.
I wish you could talk.
Uh-huh.
I've got a friend you need to talk with on things like that. He can give you those old terms.
Yeah.
Oven, I call that.
Uh-huh. Now, a kettle, what would you call something that... this is just a big heavy iron pot with a large opening. Mm-hmm. You call that
a kettle.
A kettle. Do you ever use the term pot for it? Would you ever use the term pot for that? What's the difference between a pot and a kettle?
Well, I would think of a pot being maybe smaller than a kettle.
Okay. Something you put cut flowers in.
That's a pot.
Okay. What's another name for it? More formal.
Oh, vase.
Okay. And the three utensils you use at the table?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
All right, and one knife, you have one more, then you have two?
Knives.
Okay. And after a meal, you say, now I must what the dishes?
I must wash the dishes, or do the dishes.
Okay. And after she washes the dishes in hot, soapy water, she might hold them under cold water, and she...
Rinses.
Yeah. Holds them under the, what did you say?
The faucet.
Right, that's another word I would have to ask you, so we get that out of the way. And something you might use for getting food off the plates, that you, a piece of cloth.
Spatula. No.
Yeah, that. But I'm just thinking of a piece of cloth that you might use in washing dishes.
Oh, that's a dish rag.
Okay. And how about and you dry the dishes?
You dry them with a dry cloth.
Okay. Now, do you call that drying the dishes or wiping the dishes?
We call them drying the dishes,
okay.
Or I do.
Okay. And something you might use on your face with soap and the bathroom, a piece of cloth.
That's the washcloth, wash rag.
Okay. And you use either one of those.
Mm-hmm.